Please be seated. Meditation.
Today in the Psalms is in Psalm 70, which if you have a church Bible, that's on page 920. This is a rather short psalm. It was addressed and dedicated to the chief musician. It is a psalm of David. He is the human writer. And we see the note that it is to bring to remembrance. It was something that David thought ought to be remembered, a mercy of God that should be remembered by all the church of God. And all this in the superscription there, in the small letters, that is in the original Hebrew. So that's given by God too. And so let's go on to read the rest of the psalm, remembering that it is not merely the word of David, it is that, but it is the word of God. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded who seek my life. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. Let them be turned back because of their shame who say, aha, aha. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Jehovah, do not delay. All right, David being led by the Spirit in some sort of dire situation, and he was in many in his lifetime. God used these uncomfortable times for him to tend to our need and also to speak of Jesus Christ. Now, I've got a commentary at home, and some of you are familiar with it, because there's also an accompanying devotional guide to the Psalms called Christ's Psalms, Our Psalms. And it's called that because the editorial team that put together the commentary and the devotional guide properly saw that, as Jesus says in Luke 24, verse 44, the Psalms speak of him. And so they are his Psalms. He has ownership in them. They speak of him as well. They are our Psalms. God has given for them for us to sing, for us to use. They are for us. Now, even as these prophesied of the person and work of Jesus Christ, these Psalms also speak and echo in our hearts in a way that the mere words of other humans simply cannot. Now, we can experience some things along with human hymn writers, for after all, we share a common humanity, and we are fellow creatures with one another. We share the fallen and marred image of God with other hymn writers. But this was written ultimately by not a fellow creature, but by our Creator, who knows our hearts deep down. We can't even know our own hearts, but God does. And knowing the depth and width and height of our sin and our brokenness, He yet loves us and gives us these things that can speak to us in times of sadness and in times of gladness, in times of need and in times of fullness. Now, you will find plenty of man-made hymns, for example, that speak of God's glory and the triumphs and the joys of the Christian life. But what if you are in trouble? What if you are in affliction? What if you are in deep depression? I grew up singing hymns and psalms. I don't know of a hymn that speaks to these things. But when my heart is weary and when my affliction is great, I can go to the Psalms because my Creator knows about them and already spoke to me and to all the Church of Jesus Christ through these Psalms. And so when there are troubles that are scary, Yeah, I remember, and you remember too, perhaps, from Psalm 56, verse 3, the words, "When what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." And we are tempted sometimes to think that somehow it is wrong to be frightened. Well, Jesus says, fear not, but there are psalms that deal with a situation like this. Not only is help needed, help is desperately needed. Help is swiftly needed. And so David cries out, and so may we, because Jesus is spoken of here, and he is the one who cares for us. And so our Lord Jesus may have well thought about this psalm while on the cross. He may well have thought about this when uttering the words of Psalm 22. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? These are similar, at least in thought, similar in sentiment. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O God. And then let them be ashamed and confounded who seek my life. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. Let them be turned back because of their shame who say, aha, aha. In other words, gotcha now, gotcha now. That's what the Jewish leaders thought. That's surely what Satan thought. I have gotten this one who is the Lord of life, and I'm getting him put to death. He is the so-called blessed one, but he is now accursed. I've gotten it done. Aha! Now I've won. And suddenly, it was his deadly loss. And so it is that David was able to say, we are able to say, because Jesus was able to say, let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. A couple of things I want to point out here. Jesus moved from saying in Psalm 22, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? To Psalm 31, verse 5, into thy hands I commend my spirit. He had done the atonement. He had said, it is finished. He had paid off the guilt. He had paid off the penalty. He had paid off the curse that we have earned by our sin. He took care of all that so then he could trust his soul with his Father in heaven. And here, this is reflected. Let those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. He is looking to us, his beloved ones, for whom he died. Because of what he had done, what he had suffered, what he had attained, he could say, let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Now, what does that mean? I wonder if you children know what it means. Let God be magnified. Let God look and be experienced as even more glorious than we'd thought of before. Now, you've used a magnifying glass before, most of you kids, or a microscope, some of you older kids. Now, when you look at something with a magnifying glass, let's say you've got an ant crawling along or a caterpillar or something like that, and you can't see it very well, so you take the magnifying glass, and you can see all kinds of little details on there that your eye couldn't see before. Does it make the ant, or does it make the caterpillar get bigger? No, it's the same size as always. But it makes it look bigger. We want God to be seen by others. And we want to see him ourselves in a way that makes him seem bigger than he has seemed before. Not that God was tiny or small. We just didn't see him properly. We want to be able to see him properly. We want to know him better, experience him more. We want to be showing forth his glory in a greater and more wonderful way. But in the midst of that thought, David returns, I am poor and needy. Make haste to help me, O God. Whenever there's a repetition in the Hebrew language, it is an emphasis. All right, we might use on our word processors underline or bold, or we might use italics. Sometimes we combine them. So we have this make haste three times. This is like underlining doubly, and then putting it in italics and bold. Or maybe you put an upside down exclamation point and then a regular one and a couple of asterisks. You use some sort of processing to make the whole thing have a color background and it scintillates and flashes. All right, that's what David is doing here. Make haste to help me. He says, you are my help and my deliverer. Isn't that wonderful? We see in the Song of Solomon where the church says to Jesus, I am my beloved's and he is mine. And we often think of ourselves as being God's children and we are his. But you know what? He is ours in the covenant of grace, totally taken care of and consummated by our Lord Jesus Christ. God is ours. He is our God. We are his people. And so with that confidence, David says, O Lord, O covenant God, O Jehovah, do not delay. Our salvation is in his hands and will surely come not a moment too late. So as we sing Psalm 70 now, and we will be using version B, let us remember this in the midst of our trouble, in the midst of our affliction. As Job said, man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. They always do. Ever see a spark go down? They don't do that, not while they're lit up. Laws of physics make them go up. So, just as surely as sparks go up, we have trouble. We remember Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Let's think of that as we sing from Psalm 70, version B.